بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, a simple question to ask yourself: what is the difference between a cost and an investment? What is the difference between a cost and an investment? Right? Because if you look at the transaction, it is the same. You are expending some capital in both cases. Whether it's a cost or an investment, you are spending some money. Right? So the transaction is the same. There is no difference in the transaction. And I'm not talking about haram and halal. I'm not saying doing something bad or good. Both are good. But the difference between a cost and an investment, what is the difference? One is a net funds outflow. The other one earns a return. That's the difference. Transaction is the same. In both cases, you are spending money. But in one case, you spend the money, that's it. Closed. Whatever you got for that money, you got. One time. In the other one, it's not one time. It is an ongoing earning that this expenditure which you did one time gives you an ongoing earning which continues forever. So, if you have somebody, for example, who spends 1 million rupees, 10 lakhs on a car, and you have another person who spends this 10 lakh, this person spent 1 million is for his car, for his personal use. Right? Okay. The other one spends 10 million for a car which he registers with Uber. Both are cars. Both cost the same money. One is a one-time cost. That's it. The other one is an investment which is also earning him an income in its free time. Anyone who, all of us have cars, we know that the actual usage of the car in terms of time, in 24 hours, you use the car for how long? 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, even 8 hours. Still the car is free for 16 hours. 8 hours you won't use unless you are a taxi driver. Other than that, it's not. Similarly, somebody who builds a house, I'm not talking about palaces, although we live in a city where there is no shortage of palaces. I don't think today even we are capable of thinking that big. Houses, take for example a house. Somebody who is spending money on building a house or buying a house for himself to live in, compared to somebody who is investing the same money in residential apartments or something like that. There's a friend of mine who told me I invested 1 crore in a flat. He said, 1 crore in house. So I said, what did you get? He said, I bought 3 flats for 1 crore. So I said, where? He said, in Gogarpally. That's boondocks. So I said, but who will live in Kukatpalli? He said, I'm not going to live in Kukatpalli. He said, there are people who live in Kukatpalli. And there are people who want flats in Kukatpalli. And there are people who will pay me a rent in Kukatpalli. And if I buy 3 flats for 1 crore, that is 30 lakhs each, he said, to roll the money is much easier. To sell a 30 lakh flat is far easier than to sell a 1 crore flat. How much did he spend? 1 crore. Somebody else also buys a flat for 1 crore. He buys it, he lives in it, he feels very happy, he puts Hazam in Fazal Abbi on the door. Stupid investment, stupid cost, not investment at all. Because even if you talk about value appreciation, that's a notional cost. You will only see that when you sell the flat, hopefully. Because at that time, it should have appreciated, otherwise you won't even see that. Whereas if you are investing in smaller apartments, you are getting a revenue, plus you want to sell and invest, you get more. Now, the reason is I'm not giving you a lesson on investment practice. The reason I'm saying this is because in life also, we have the same issues. The issue of a cost and investment. We have decisions where we can do something which is which neither earns a reward nor a punishment. I'm not talking about haram. I mean, haram is out of the question. Even to think of that as an option which you are avoiding is stupid, because for a Muslim, how is it an option in the first place? Right? It may be there, but it's not an option. So what is the point in saying there was pork here, but I decided not to eat? Of course you won't eat it. I mean, why would you eat it? There's alcohol there and I decided not to drink it. Why would you drink alcohol? It's haram. So I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about doing something which has no value. There's no punishment involved either, but also it has no value. Whereas doing something which has value because it pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as if you look at it, there are two kinds of decisions. One is a decision which pleases Allah, for which you are going to get a return. Inshallah, a long-term return, as long as Allah gives. The second one is a decision which is effectively a waste, because you have expended energy, time, whatever with that, but you actually got nothing worthwhile for it. It's a no-brainer to ask which one will you choose. But it's important to seek in our own lives and say, what did I actually choose in the last 24 hours? What did I actually choose in the last 48 hours, last 1 week? Did I choose to do things which were actually a waste? Again, I'm saying not haram. Haram, if you are doing, then there's something seriously wrong. So stop that. But even waste. Right? For example, you sit and watch an IPL match, cricket match. It is not haram. And you did not miss your salah and so on and so on. You went for salah at the right time. It is not haram. But that time which was spent, 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever it was, what were the options for that time? How do you, how do you judge your own, come back to finance, how do you judge your own financial acumen? By the ability to exercise the best option given the capital you have. Right? So if I have got 1 million rupees, if I have got 10 lakhs of rupees, and I say, if I ask you, please tell me what I did with this money, was that the best thing? So you say, what did you do? Well, I spent it on this. Was that the best thing? Any analyst, what will you say? You see, I can't answer the question. I have to answer the question by looking at what were the multiple options you had at that time. Out of those multiple options, which one did you choose? Only unless you have a comparison, how do you judge which is good, which is bad? You have to have a comparison. What is the comparison? Comparison is the multiple options that were available. So out of those multiple options, I chose this one. You say, yeah, that was the best option. Fantastic. Great investment. That was a stupid expenditure. It is not an investment. You had other options which were much better. Why did you pick this? So either one. So the issue is, given that we have time, and I'm giving you the my examples of finance are really not good examples, because money is replaceable, time is not replaceable. But we have what else to give you as an example? I mean, I'm giving you the money example because we have nothing else. But time is actually irreplaceable. What is gone is gone. Khalas, it's not going to come back. So, if we, given that we have time and we have multiple options of what to do with that time, what do we actually do with that time? Where do I spend this time? Am I spending it in the place which gives me the maximum return on that investment, which is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or am I spending that time in something which is not haram, but also which is giving me no return? So that's a stupid investment of time. Which one am I doing? I think this is an analysis that we need to do with our lives and build this into our system, so that every time we have the option to make a decision. Every time I have to speak, ask, is this going to earn me a reward? If I am going to see something, is it going to earn me a reward? If I am going to eat something, is this going to earn me a reward? If I have to go somewhere, is this going to earn me a reward? If I have to spend time with somebody, is this going to earn me a reward? Every single thing. This must become like a second nature when we, like breathing. And if the answer is yes, this will earn me a reward, by all means, please do it. If the answer is it will not earn me a reward, stop. Just don't do it. And if the answer is that this is trouble, this is actually going to get me the anger of Allah, then I don't think you need me to complete the sentence. Right? Today we have made even that as an option. So I don't want to go into that. But I'm saying seriously ask ourselves this question. Make this into a habit. Inculcate this to say that I will live my whole life every moment thoughtfully. Not like a zombie robot, but thoughtfully. So I know what I am doing. I am doing it consciously because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Innamal amalu bin niyat." You cannot have a niyya if you are not conscious. So don't live your life as if you are sleepwalking. Consciously, I will live my life. Which means that I will consciously decide to do something or not to do something. And the basis of that decision, the criterion of the decision is, does this earn me a reward with Allah? Does this please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If it pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will do it. If it does not please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will not do it. If it is something which is neutral, which is neither here nor there, I will still not do it because it's a waste of time. Right? So let us try to do that inshallah and inculcate this in our lives. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.